What percentage of seats in a theater, all theaters combined, do you think you've sat in your life?
What?
So you mean out of every theater seat in the world?
No, that you have been in. Like, think, picture a generic template of a movie theater and consider that all the seats, like if you sat in the front row in Wisconsin and in the back row in Hawaii, they're both on the same map.
Okay. Okay.
Probably like less than 20%.
So you have like a heat map. So you're basically like concentrated in one place.
Yeah.
What place?
I like doing middle of the back, but there is a theater near me that has these like box seats on the side where it's just a pair of seats in its own little like wing. It's like
what? Like the old days at the theater?
A theater.
Yeah, exactly like that. And it's like great if you go and like Sammy and I will go see a movie and it's like just the two of us in that little box.
I can't think about like seating like that without thinking about Abraham Lincoln.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. So there's no back door to it though. So like I feel I would see anybody coming in. I'm not worried about.
Wait, how do you get in? By a ladder?
All right, we can't talk about this. No, guys, my question. So he sits in the middle back. That's fine. No one's talking about assassinations today. Mike, what about you? What percentage of theater seats have you filled?
I think I've probably covered a good 70 to 80% of the seats.
Whoa!
I've been pretty wild in my theater seat choosing.
Why?
Back in my younger days?
Yeah.
Do you remember going to see that James Bond movie and just rolling down the aisle on like doing somersaults down the aisle?
Look, man,
that's got to count for 20%.
A lot more context is needed for other people. You can't just say that shit.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, I think I've covered 70 to 80% of a movie theater.
Okay, you're not going to give the context. That's fucking fine. Anyway, yeah, 70 to 80, that's a lot. Yeah, I was going to say more in like the 30 range. I'm generally just aiming for middle.
Yeah.
You know, like if I can get middle, I'm happy. But to be totally honest with you, I just saw Jumanji last weekend and I was in back left, like the furthest you could have been from the entrance.
Really? Why?
And I had a good time.
Yeah.
I just liked it, Mike. It was like a little area of isolation.
Hmm.
I put my coat on the other seat. I like put my feet up and watched Jumanji. It was awesome.
It sounds pretty great.
Hey, Mike, you ever sit in the real, real front?
I have sat in the real, real, real front.
For what?
for that James Bond movie. Okay.
God damn it.
Comes back around. I don't want the context. I just want to move on.
Okay.
I've sat in the worst possible seat. It was all the way in the front, all the way on the left. And it was...
That's an awful seat. They should not put that in movie theaters. That's not a nice thing to do, AMC and Regal. You want to act like you're better than everybody else with your branding and your popcorn being larger than life. Don't put a seat there.
So,
who the fuck wants that?
It was even worse because it was the Star Trek remake, the J.J.
Abrams.
Oh, my
God.
So, it's like, it was bad for the dialogue scenes, but for like the space battles, I couldn't see what was going on.
Hey, what's happening on the other side over there? They're bad guys. Why do you keep putting the bad guys on the right side of the screen? Is this a thing, JJ?
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Mike Bogart, and me, Dapanjani.
In Hawaii... They recently had that fiasco where that emergency alert system about an incoming missile went off by accident.
Yes. I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did a bunch of research on like what causes something like that to happen. And
wait,
apparently...
Hang on. I mean, like, before we even move on to a next level thing, that's terrifying, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That's so scary.
Like, can you imagine if that shit happened while we were recording?
No. Oh,
What the fuck would we do? We have to finish the episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what would we talk about?
What if we went out with a bang?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Dude,
like
what?
So here's the thing that sucks, though, is that if we finish the episode, like, I'm not around to edit it. I'll be dead.
No one would know, yeah. Mm. Unless.
Why does this keep coming around to me getting assassinated?
Wait, Mike said unless.
I thought, do you guys have anything to fill that in? Unless.
Dude, you can't be fucking serious.
All three of our separate laptops survive with us.
Are you the part of Mad Libs that isn't the blanks?
I'm the generic Mad Libs, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Wait, Mike, so you're saying if our laptops...
I'm the generic Mad Libs! That shit is fucking hilarious!
So, Mike, you're saying that if our laptops all uniquely survived, you think that some, like, historians in the future would find these files and end up combining them to, like, give a look into the world of 2018?
Dude, they'd only need to find two files because you and I have the same file.
You can just hear it. Happens echo in yours, yeah.
Because we are in the same room. Here, see? It came up naturally. We are recording in the same room.
So organic.
Good Lord. What a walk around to a dumb fact.
Yeah. It's good to be here, though. I'm glad Tevin and I get to record in the same room. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying. So, I did some research on this alert system, and apparently there are three kinds of alerts. There are like those normal emergency alerts similar to this one, and that's also where they'll do like flash flood warnings and that kind of stuff. There are the amber alerts, which most people have probably gotten before. And then there's a third system that has never been used before, which is a presidential alert.
A presidential alert?
Okay. Yes, the president has access to a system that can that can go out to every phone in America.
No way.
Yes. And you can turn off the typical emergency ones, and you can turn off amber alerts if you go into your settings. You cannot turn off the presidential ones. And I'm terrified that Trump is going to figure this out and start doing that instead of tweeting.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Why would you even put that out there?
So here's my instead of to you. If you had one message that you could send, and let's say it has to be about tweet length, and it would go out to every single American, what would it be?
Party at Clooney's. Every famous person would believe it, so they'd show up. Every like normal person would just be like, okay, I just got invited to Clooney's. It would be the greatest time anyone had.
Does it like automatically sync the address to your Maps app or something? How do you get there?
I'll find the address before I tweet it out.
I guess you are the president. So I think what I would do is say 99-cent hot dogs at Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen? Dude.
Dairy Queen. Yeah.
Wait, so why?
Because no one would fucking suspect that I have just bought like 20,000 shares of Dairy Queen. Why would I do that? That would be so dumb.
Dude, he didn't want to make it rain. He wanted a blizzard.
What would you say?
I think that I would want some like non sequitur that just gets people talking. Like the Covfefe thing will be confused until the end of time. So I would want something that's like, turn left at the fourth tree and dig 20 feet.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Such like inscrutable instructions.
Why would you do that to people?
I wonder how many holes would get dug because of my instructions.
Dude, it would be a mystery that would endure for centuries. You would be...
Do you think anyone would find something?
Yeah, of course they would.
Like what?
I don't know. Buried treasure.
Right next to the trees?
Yeah.
By the road? No, that's where someone fucking buried treasure? Hey, you know what? We came all this way to the trees. I don't really want to go that deep into the forest. I'm wearing the wrong shoes. Just bury it right over here, about 20 feet away from the fucking highway. No one's going to put buried treasure there.
I wouldn't. So I went to yoga class yesterday, and they announced at the end of class that on January 29th, a Monday, we're going to be doing something that they call Gloga.
Okay.
Which is yoga completely illuminated only by black light.
Okay. I like it.
I don't like it.
Why?
Because it only something bad could happen.
Mike, just wash your clothes before you go, buddy.
But you never know.
Oh my God. That's good.
Only something bad.
Are you going to go? Are you going?
I'm going. Yeah. They're going to have body paint.
Go and just wear like there's some shit that doesn't glow, right? In laser tag.
I have
Is there?
The solution, Mike. Just go to like a Target or a Uniqlo or something.
Dude, just buy a suit of armor.
No, not a suit of armor. Just go and buy new clothes and wear them for the first time to this yoga class.
There's too much of a variable between Mike going to the store and to yoga for me to trust that those clothes won't be ruined.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. If you get a suit of armor, like people are just going to think like, oh, when he was walking, like you got splashed by a puddle.
Mike, how much yoga do you think you could do in a suit of armor?
That's what I was going to say. I think I could do, I could do mountain pose.
That would be a really funny YouTube video if someone actually could do yoga in a suit of armor.
You'd be like the fucking Game of Thrones mountain, doing the mountain.
Yeah, but like I want to see actual poses, not just standing straight up.
I could do a little belly down shavasana.
Don't know what that is.
That's just literally just laying on your stomach.
Can you imagine seeing someone in a yoga studio laying on their stomach in a suit of armor? Why is that so funny to me?
It's called shavasana. Apparently means corpse pose.
Oh.
Anyway, okay. My instead of is. Instead of blacklight yoga, what element would you add to yoga to get people to come to your class?
I do Price is Right yoga.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by that?
So first, this yoga studio would have to actually be the studio in which the Price is Right exists. Luckily, they're both studios. And you would do the yoga while also participating in the Price is Right. And I think people would have a great time doing that. It mixes the two pleasures of, like, television and exercise.
Okay.
I'd watch that shit. Are you kidding?
So what is something unique that would, like, what's a pose that would only happen in Price is Right yoga?
Mike, are there any poses about money?
It's kind of against the yogi ethos.
Anything that sounds like a new car. A new car, Shana. There, that's some shit, right?
That sounds pretty good.
Okay.
What would you add?
I would do celebrity yoga. So every yoga class, there is a different celebrity that is just in the class. They're not leading the class. They're just in the class. So like...
Are they coming there to be watched?
No, they're just in the class. Like they're paid to come, but they just do the class.
That's so sad.
So like you would just be able to do yoga with like J.K. Simmons or
J.K. Simmons. Yeah, he's fucking cool, but I don't want to do yoga next to the fucking guy.
He looks so flexible.
I thought you were going to pick like an attractive person who was like young and like beautiful.
No, I'm not like sexualizing this.
Oh, you're not?
Okay, fine. Pick another person besides J.K. Simmons.
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews.
You could do yoga with Mary Poppins. Just a spoonful of downward dog.
What? Ew.
That's what would be on the yoga posters.
Ugh.
I would never go to fucking anything that said just a spoonful of downward dog. I do not care if legit Mary Poppins is there. I don't care.
I was just about to commit to 6 days a week of Mary Poppins yoga. Right before you said that.
Do you have one?
No.
Here, just name the first celebrity that comes to your head.
Okay. Bret Michaels. I didn't. Yeah.
I don't want to do. I was next to Bret Michaels once. in an elevator in New York City.
Really?
Drenched in sweat because I was 20 minutes late to my first business meeting.
Oh, no.
And I was sprinting and I accidentally ran through, true story, the set of Anchorman 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
It was a fiasco the moment I met Bret Michaels. I don't know if I want to see him again.
What did you say?
Nothing, man. He was being pretty charming with like the people in the elevator. He knew he was Bret Michaels.
Well, that's good. You know what my yoga class would be called?
Well, that's good.
I mean, like, wouldn't it be pretty bad if he didn't know who he was?
Oh, good. Yeah, good for Bret.
My yoga class would be called Supercalifragilisticexpialyoga.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to support you because I don't like it.
Yeah, I would definitely just abbreviate that to yoga.
We're trying this brand new way of doing yoga. It's called yoga.
Wow, people would go to that shit, I bet.
Yeah.
We take it back to the roots. Before there were celebrities. And before you were on The Price is Right. It was just you and the forest. 20 feet off the highway. Digging for love like a downward dog would.
What are you on about?
That ended perfectly, I have to say.
Yeah, strangely, I followed every minute of that.
What if instead of our show, where we do things like this, we just became a sports show? What if we just started becoming a straight talk sports show? Do you think we would lose 100% of the people who listen to us? Or do you think some people would just be kind enough to keep going?
I don't think my mom would stop listening if the show was 45 minutes of me just humming.
That's so nice. That's so dedicated.
Dude, that's the nicest thing I ever heard.
But don't you want her to not do that?
It's a waste of her time.
Oh, yeah. I can't get her to stop.
Mike, what about you?
I think we'd lose 99%.
Even if we brought in sound effects and took like radical takes on things?
Are we talking like hard sports?
What is a soft sport? Is this what they mean
by hard sports?
Now we're playing hardball?
Oh my God.
Are we talking like depth charts and like advanced stats? And like
Mike, this is a podcast. There are no charts.
Yeah, okay. So Josh probably couldn't be on the show, huh?
now that I,
All right, well, I got the answer to that. Let's just keep the show as it is.
Yeah, I think we're doing just fine.
What would be the name of our sports show?
Why couldn't we still call it Instead Of? We'd talk about every bad decision that the person made the night before and tell them to do the opposite. Hey, goober, instead of that, why don't you do this? And then Michael just be like, burr, 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 because he'll be the buttons guy for sure.
And I'm not on it.
No, you're in the back. You're the guy who's wearing the headphones and like nodding to us from through the glass. You know? We'll be Bulldog.
Yeah, I guess we could both be Bulldog.
So I got an activity.
Okay. That sounds fun.
I know that you guys like to do like beatboxing and kind of making a song.
Please don't make us do songs.
Oh, no.
We do that in our private time.
I would like to ask, let's start with Mike giving me like a jazzy drum line.
A jazzy drum line?
So let me set the scene.
I can do that. Let me do that one.
I know. I got it. I got one.
No. Mike, I took it. You missed it.
Damn.
Okay.
Ready?
Wait. No. Let me send out the instructions first. And Mike, you're going to do like a jazzy saxophone.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I'm going to do like a funky bass line.
Okay.
All right. So I have to start us off, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Doom 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 doom. Okay, so that was good. Nicely done, friends.
I so liked that song.
Making music is fun.
That was really cool.
Who knew?
So I have a story from my past. I was in the car.
All stories are from your past.
With a friend. I had to call my dad about something. Called him. He didn't pick up. I left him a voicemail. And then I didn't hang up the phone. And for some reason, my friend and I decided to do freestyle jazz like that with no context. And I left.
What the hell is wrong with you, Twin Peaks? What are you doing? Why?
So, my dad had a voicemail.
Asylum?
My dad has a voicemail, or had a voicemail, of me saying, like, I don't even remember why I called him, but it was just like, oh, just give me a call back. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
That's, holy shit. I would have disowned you on the spot.
So here's the thing. He never acknowledged it. So either.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So to this day, I don't know if he just, like, didn't hear it and just, like, deleted it because, like, we ended up talking, I don't know, later that day, the next day, whatever. And he was just like, oh, I talked to him. So
no, dude, he heard that shit. He heard that shit. Oh, my God. I can't tell if that's, like, great parenting or just, like, truly resorting to your human nature and wanting to ignore it. You know, like, oh my God. Mike, wait, Mike, what would you do if you were Josh's dad?
If I was Josh's dad?
And you heard that voicemail. Like, for real, take 1 second to picture that you have a son and that he called you and you checked the voicemail because you knew it was from him and he said something and then he just started jazz beatboxing with his friend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Put yourself in those shoes.
I'm in the shoes. And I'm so proud of Josh.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't be a happier father at this moment.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. Because if you felt any other way, that's how you should actually feel.
No, I love it.
How could you be proud of this?
Because it's awesome. I would love that if I was a dad.
Why? Isn't it strange that he started, like, doing that?
Yeah. I guess I would like that, but I would like a strange child.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say that. I think that makes you a good person, but I know your intentions are odd. So, like...
So, my question to you is, what should I have done? Like, I ignored it as well. Is there anything I could have done instead? Sounds like Mike is fine with the course of events as they happened.
If I was you, I wouldn't be fine. Okay.
So that's the tagline that we should put on all of, like, Josh's gear going forward. Just a reminder where Mike claimed superiority over you as a person.
So... Well, then you can answer this as well. What should I have done differently? Because I just, like, I ignored it also. I was like, maybe it'll go away.
No, dude, you didn't ignore it. You live with the shame. You didn't bring that shit up this many years later unless you had been carrying it in that little old backpack called small baggage. Face it. You have not gotten over this because it's weird as shit and you know it. You should apologize. That's what you should do.
Today?
You should go to your dad's house, knock on his door, tell him, Dad, years ago, I left you a voicemail that was really strange. Do you remember it? And then his eyes will change. You will see that your relationship will change.
What if he says no? Because like,
can you tell
then
when
I'm gonna...
your dad is lying?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a pivotal moment then.
Yeah.
If he says no and he's lying, then you know he knows, but you must let it go.
So what if he's not lying, though? Because at that point, I've brought something up.
He's not going to ask you to be like, hey, can you get my cell phone from 98? Like, who's going to ask that?
No, not that. But he's going to say, what was the voicemail?
Is he? My dad wouldn't. My dad would be like, oh, fuck off. I got to go do all this manly shit. Like, all right, see you, Dad.
You keep growing my mustache.
Yeah. And flexing on people.
I love my brother very much.
Oh, good.
I live with him. We live together. We see each other every day. But for the past, I would say, 6 or 7 years.
Years.
My brother has been doing something very bad to me. And he has been going around town.
He's been going around town?
Around town, 100% consistently. Never, ever wavering in his conviction.
What is he doing? Dude, what?
He's insisting in public and in private that my favorite show ever is Bones. I've never fucking seen Bones before. I've never seen Bones.
Holy shit, I had no idea Brian was a fucking comedic genius.
Mike.
Oh my God.
How well does your brother know you?
He knows me probably better than anyone on Earth.
Better than anybody on the planet. Is there a chance that he knows you better than you know yourself?
Mike, you gotta watch Bones, bro.
I see your point.
You gotta watch Bones. You gotta see if Emily Deschanel really is the most important missing person in your life.
All I'm saying is that maybe Brian knows you so well that it's not about if you've seen it or not. He just knows that the elements of that show are so far up your alley. Noah Hawley wrote a couple episodes of that show. You love that guy.
Oh, that's true, but I don't think he's ever seen Bones either.
Okay.
The thing is, it's so, like, the more I deny it, the more true it becomes.
Dude, that guy, that, like, lead actor, David something, is, like, pretty dashing, but he's, like, when you think of Hollywood and you think of who is dead in the middle, like, of this spectrum, and it's him.
Yeah.
And I think, Mike, you, in some strange way, may relate to that.
Are you putting me in the Boreanaz zone? So, like, the worst part about it is, yeah, like, the more I deny it, the more it seems true.
Sure.
And, like, he's never, even just when no one else is in the room, his story has been straight for years that he just decided my favorite show is Bones.
What? Okay, so what happens when you push back?
When I push back, I'm like, dude, stop. It's not funny anymore. We both know I've never, ever seen Bones.
You've said those words to him.
So a lot of times. And he's just like, well, then why do you like it so much?
Who's older of the two of you?
I'm older.
Wait, you're the older one?
Not a good look for me.
Yeah.
This is like, he's turned the tables on you. That's some classic older brother shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's just very embarrassing. So my instead of is, what, like, innocuous but insidious lie would you tell about someone that, like, they just can't, that would just ruin them? Like, this has ruined me.
That you came in fourth in a skip it competition.
What's skip it?
Skip It is that thing that existed in the 90s where it was like a ball on the end of this plastic thing and you spun it around in circles.
Yeah.
And had to skip over it.
Okay. Remember those commercials? Yeah.
No, I do not.
Because that means that you loved it enough to enter
a
competition.
I think Mike would be proud of that. I know Mike a long time. He's not. He's going to be like, that's athletic.
No, but it's not first place. It's fourth place. You don't even get a medal. You don't even get a medal for that.
In the world? Think of the agility. Mike, be totally honest. Would you be happy or sad that that was the case?
I'd be fucking stoked.
I knew it.
If I got fourth in the world in anything.
I know, dude. What the hell is Josh talking about?
Okay, I missed the mark.
Did you have any other one?
Well, what would you do? What's your insult? Insult by making a lie claim.
Your insidious lie.
I do that a lot. Like, people hate it when I do that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
That's like my thing, remember, Mike?
Yes, I hate that about you.
Maybe that's what... Oh, shit, do you think I taught Brian that, like, over the years?
You very well might have.
Oh, no. Sorry, Mike. But let it be known how fucking badass this long con was.
Yeah, are you kidding me? You would love to leave that kind of legacy.
That's my petty thing. I bred another person like me. I put him against my greatest enemy, and then for 6 and 7 years, he ate at him until there was nothing left but bones.
I have a question for you guys. Are you sick of dating humans only for your romantic escapades to end in inevitable crushing heartbreak?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Mike, maybe you should follow Amanda Teague's lead by ditching living, breathing people and getting hitched to a ghost instead.
Well, Mike, legitimately laughed at her.
Wow.
I've never seen him do that.
In some ways, the relationship between the 45-year-old and her husband, Jack, is fairly normal. After all, they go on dates together, sometimes have arguments, and have a healthy sex life.
No, they... How?
The fact that Jack died almost 300 years ago barely affects their marriage at all.
Holy shit.
Oh, please go on.
Amanda, a female Jack Sparrow impersonator, had 5 children with her human ex-husband, but she said she had never been able to connect with anyone like her current husband, Jack.
Well,
although she's never seen his physical form, Amanda said he was a Haitian pirate who told her he is black with jet black hair, and he was executed for his crimes in the 1700s.
What were his crimes?
Wait, she thinks she's dating Jack Sparrow?
She's not dating. They're married, Tappan.
Sorry. What do her kids think of this?
No, she's not married to Jack Sparrow. She's married to someone named Jack. She is a Jack Sparrow impersonator.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Watch this. I'm going to bridge this gap. She thinks she's married to Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, maybe. She said we
maybe.
Came... Amanda from Downpatrick in Northern Ireland believes their pirate connection is what brought them together. First as friends, before she developed strong, loving feelings towards him. She said we became really close. The more I learned about him, the more I liked him. One day he said to me, we can actually be together, you know, but I had never heard of an intimate relationship between a spirit and a human before. I did some research and found out that it is a real thing, and there are lots of people in spiritual relationships, but not many people talk about it.
Oh no, she thinks spiritual relationships means relationships with ghosts?
Jack, who never married during his life, according to Amanda, is a powerful spirit who can turn stereos and lights on and off and move things.
Oh, good for him.
I mean, all of that comes in handy.
She added, I told him I wasn't really cool with having casual sex with a spirit, and I wanted us to make a proper commitment to each other.
What do you mean by that? Like, in real life? What does that mean?
For their wedding, the couple ventured into international waters where their union would be legal.
International waters. Of course they did. The pirate-themed wedding. Why wouldn't they?
They used a medium to allow Jack to say I do, and they used a skull and crossbones flag to represent him. And if you're still on the fence about finding a ghost lover, Amanda explained that sex with a spirit is surprisingly similar to sex with a human. So that's good to know. She added, it is well known that people often feel a spirit touch their hands, their face, or their hair. The only difference with having a sexual relationship with a spirit is obviously that that sense of touch goes a lot deeper.
Obviously.
You can literally feel the physical act of what the spirit is doing to you, and the spirit can feel it too. Okay.
Where are you reading this article? Something tells me that all of a sudden, based on those last few sentences, you're just reading a piece of erotica. And you've led us to believe some bullshit.
This is from the New York Times.
This is from the New York Times?
No, it's not. It's from metro.co.uk.
Is that a fake site? Did you just fucking take us through a fake news story? Dude, you just highlighted the exact problem in, like, the world.
Allow me to share some headlines from the front page here. It's quite windy in the Netherlands right now.
Dude, I heard about that.
Okay, so it's legit.
Because Mike heard about it?
Yeah.
He's your source.
Wait, is the headline verbatim, it's quite windy in the Netherlands right now?
It is.
It's like a take on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but like no one's really looking at that joke.
Yeah, I mean, this seems legit. There is like that couple that was torturing
what
the kids
the
that was there.
What are the ads?
There are no ads on the front page. Let me go into an article here. Let's see.
It's just going to be Hustler. Isn't it weird that someone's in charge of like Hustler's digital marketing?
Want to win at holidays? You will with a Caribbean cruise. Here's why. Nine easy
It's
because
it thinks you're a pirate now. Stupid computers are watching us and all this shit. Did you have an instead after this story?
Yeah, so if you could marry any
Don't
ghost.
Say a ghost. Oh, God.
Any ghost ever?
Any ghost ever. So it has to be a real person. So, I mean, Jack Sparrow might have been based on a real pirate. I don't know. Anyway, who would you want to marry? This is that, like, if you could have dinner with anybody living or dead, except...
This is also like a game little girls used to play in the 70s at sleepovers.
Yeah. Is our podcast much more than that? Come on, be honest.
It's true. You're right. That's so true. Oh, God. All right, Mike, you go ahead. I'm sure you have like seven answers lined up.
You're asking me for my number one most marryable ghost of all time.
Yeah.
Shit.
You know what? I bet I would have a great life with like young, non-smoking Lucille Ball.
Oh, dude, great call.
She'd be up to like her antics. I'd have a great time. Like, I just go to work and come back and like, she's used to being married to someone my skin color. Like, go work out.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'd get to say it.
Let's hear it.
I'm not going to say it right now. No, I'm not going to. Not until I'm married to the ghost.
Not until I marry Lucille Ball's ghost. Damn it. Oh, okay. I would marry... Well, most of the people I want to marry are alive. I would marry...
Did you say most? The one who's not, Mike, that's your ghost. Unless they're imaginary, I guess.
I'm trying to think. I think...
Oh, dude, you love that one lady, that Italian model actress, Sophia Loren.
She's alive.
Oh... Sorry, I truly did not mean that. I'm sorry, Miss Loren.
I would, okay. Who's, no, not her.
Who was that you just dismissed? This is like a 20-minute segment at this point.
I know.
Jesus.
Okay, like, I think, oh, God, it seems, God, I don't know. I'm having a really hard time.
Mike, 3, 2, 1.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Why?
First pick in the draft. Mike is taking Eleanor Roosevelt off the board.
She's cool. She's really cool.
She is cool. I'm not denying that. It just, I'm surprised. Are you happy?
I just need more time, I think. I need a solid 3 hours and a couple books.
Dude, don't think about this anymore. Don't think about this anymore, ever again.
Okay.
I would want to ghost marry into royalty. I would marry Princess Diana.
So what would happen?
I would be the king.
You wouldn't marry into royalty. She wasn't royal blood.
Oh.
You just married yourself out of royalty. It was the only person you couldn't have married in the family.
Damn it.
Jesus. Well, he didn't think that through at all. Mike said he needed 3 hours. At least he's trying to be thoughtful about it.
Till death do us part, though. I've got an easy out.
What do you mean?
She's dead.
Cause she...
You met when she was dead. Are you serious? That's not in your vows. Ghosts laugh at that part. They giggle in the aisles.
What happens when you die if you're married to a ghost?
Wait, stop. Hey, Google. Stop. I wonder...
Did she think you were...
Was that a ghost?
What did you say to her?
What was she talking about just now? We'll have to listen back. What if it's like jumbled on the playback? And it's just like, tapping. It's me.
It's me, Lucille Ball.
That'd be great. Thanks for listening. Mention where to find us, Twitter, website, ask listener questions and reviews. Oh, you want me to say these things? You can find us on the web at instedof.fm or on Twitter at instedof.fm, I think. And you can ask us listener questions there, or most of you know us, so just ask us directly. Thank you for knowing us, but tell your friends about this too. We want people who don't know us to listen, because you guys told us it was funny and that made us feel good. Okay, see you next Wednesday. Bye. Okay, real quick, you know how there's only a few times in your life where you can change your name without any questions, birth and during your first day of elementary school? Good, because if you were back in first grade today and the teacher said, like they're calling name and they said, and you said your name, but everybody calls me blank, what would you go with?
Blade.
Whoa, man, that's cool, actually.
I know.
That little first grader is named Blade? Holy shit.
I don't think I would do anything nearly that cool. When I was 5 years old, I probably would have said, everybody calls me JT, which are my first two initials. But like, that's such a 90s thing.
JT, gross.
I wouldn't do that if I was 5 years old again today, but I feel like that was much more of a thing in the early 90s.
That's the first thought that would come to your mind if you were 5 years old today.
Yeah.
If that should change for you right now, real quick. You know, I'm still not going to go with JT. Oh, where am I? Life hasn't happened yet. Oh, wait, this is a real crisis I'm in. That's what you should be thinking.
What would your name be?
Mine?
Besides the fake American version you say for us.
Oh, that's true. I like Tappan. I like Thuppan. I think it's a good name.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's like any way to put like a Z or like a cool letter somewhere into my name. Oh, shit. I just accidentally made the Tappan Z bridge. I think I just blew my own mind.